Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The House has overwhelmingly passed a $9.7 billion measure that will provide aid to victims of Superstorm Sandy. Several lawmakers are outraged over how long it's taken for victims to receive assistance. Republican Peter King of New York is among them.
This legislation is vital. This is not a handout. This is not something we're looking for as a favor. What we're asking for is to be treated the same as victims in all other storms, all other natural disasters have been treated.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where it's expected to pass later today. A vote on another $51 billion in recovery aid will take place later this month. The police chief of Waterbury, Connecticut, has suspended permits for gun shows in the city. As Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports, the moratorium follows a December massacre at an elementary school in the state.
Waterbury Police Chief Michael Gugliotti says he stopped issuing gun show permits because he's concerned that a weapon used in a future mass shooting could be purchased at a gun show in the city. The decision was made one day after a gunman killed 20 children and 6 adults before killing himself at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown. The Waterbury moratorium has led to the cancellation of a firearm and knife show scheduled for next week. Its organizer tells a local paper that canceling the gun show won't improve security. He says vendors turn away people with mental health problems. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in Hartford.
The U.S. economy added jobs last month, but NPR's Dave Mattingly reports it was too few to lower the unemployment rate.
Employers added 155,000 jobs in December, job growth too weak to lower the nation's unemployment rate. It held steady at 7.8%. But manufacturing did add 25,000 jobs. Construction added 30,000, its sharpest gain in more than a year. It reflects the pickup in housing and rebuilding projects in the Northeast after Hurricane Sandy. Economist Hugh Johnson on the big picture.
Yes, the economy continues to grow or expand, but it's still a fairly anemic pace when compared to other recoveries.
Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
PNC Bank is warning customers its websites are getting hit with high traffic consistent with computer attacks. The bank sent out 5 million emails explaining that the traffic is meant to cause delays for legitimate online banking customers. It's been working for several weeks to block the traffic and maintain online and mobile banking access for the vast majority of its customers. PNC says other banks are experiencing similar traffic spikes, but didn't identify them. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 14 points at 13,405. This is NPR. The embattled president of the Central African Republic dismissed his own son as the defense minister as peace talks continue with the Salika rebel group. NPR's Gregory Warner has more.
The president, Francois Bozizé, dismissed his army chief of staff and his own son from his position of acting defense minister after government soldiers failed to win a single battle against the rebel alliance. The Salika rebels now control most of the country but have pledged not to invade the capital during ongoing peace talks that began this week. Civilian supporters of the president have set up roadblocks in the capital to stop rebels from the mostly Muslim north from entering the city. The Central African Republic is one of the poorest countries on earth, despite an abundance of gold, diamonds, and other minerals. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
A 15-year-old Pakistani girl shot in the head by the Taliban for promoting girls' education has been released from a British hospital. Doctors say Malala Yousafzai is strong and recovering well. Shaista Gohir of the Muslim Women's Network says Malala's story is a valuable teaching tool for girls, no matter their faith, ethnicity, or nationality.
She was speaking out for her rights in a context where she probably knew that she could be subjected to violence, and obviously her family supported her throughout, and she's an inspiration to women and girls across the world.
Malala will live with her family in the UK while she continues to receive treatment. She'll be admitted to the hospital again in the next month for another round of surgery to help rebuild her skull. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Focus Features, presenting the new film Hyde Park on Hudson, starring Bill Murray as FDR and also starring Laura Linney, now playing.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Right now, back to May of 1990, and the place is San Quentin, and here is B.B. King.
Thank you very much. We thank you. Beautiful day today, isn't it? Now, I've got some music, we call it blues. But it's supposed to be good for whatever ails you. Whatever ails you. It's like a good liniment. You take a taste of it and it's good for whatever ails you. So we should do something that might make you feel a little good. You know, most people think that blues is supposed to make you feel sad. Say it again, I didn't hear you. All right, good enough, good enough. Just want to make sure everybody knows that. But blues can be something to boogie on just like anything else. If you want to boogie, go ahead and shake what you got, you know what I mean. All right. But now some of it can kind of get down the alley like I'm fixing to do now. I'm going all the way down to the bottom. I'm going in the bottom now. But don't be afraid to say something if you feel like it. Just say whatever you feel. It's all right with me, all right? Thank you. Now are you ready? All right. You left me for another man, baby. This is the kind I like. Tell me, what did he do for you? Hey, I work for you both night and day. Yes, I love you, fool. Yes, I work for you both night and day. Oh, you know I had to be a fool, baby. Treat me this way. I got your letter this morning, baby, and I read every word you had to say. Yes, you know I got your letter early this morning, baby, and I read every word you had to say. You loved me like you say you do, baby. Then why in the world did you go away? Your letter said you was doing all right. I imagine you guys get some letters like this sometime. But then it read, please let me come back home. Yes, your letter said you were doing okay, baby. Let me come back home. So here is my answer to your letter, baby. I've been doing all right since you've been gone. Me, baby. baby. Baby, either one you wanna do. Oh, I said, love me, love me, love me, or leave me. Baby, either one you wanna do. Because you see, strange things is happening, baby. And something could happen to you. If you know you don't want me, baby, why won't you let me be? Than to live on in misery. Oh, midnight finds me crying. Daylight catch me crying too. Yes, I said midnight, midnight, midnight finds me crying. Daylight catch me crying too. Better straighten your mind, pretty baby, 'cause something could happen to you. Nobody loves me but my mother, and she could be jiving too. Yes, nobody, nobody loves me but my mother. And she could be jiving too. Now you know why I act so funny with you, baby. Oh, when you do the things you do.
Nobody loves me but my mother, and she could be jiving too. B.B. King, live at San Quentin, May of 1990. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to someone that B.B. King has collaborated with over the years. He first started doing that back in the 1940s, the late 40s. In Memphis, they were in the same band together. We're talking about Bobby Bland. Here's Bobby Bland with one of his classics, I Pity the Fool.
I say, I pity the fool. Well, I pity the fool, yeah. I said, I pity the fool that falls in love with you and expect you to be true. Oh, I pity the fool. You make a fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing.
falls in love with you. A fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. Yes, they're standing there watching you make a fool of me. Oh, I pity the fool. I said,
Hip Shaking. J.B. Hutto recorded in Chicago back in 1966. Hutto had a very distinctive style. Of course, his guitar style obviously based on that of Elmore James. Before we heard J.B. Hutto, we heard Bobby Bland. Here on the Blues Box, we heard Bobby Bland doing I Pity the Fool. And we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
We just heard J.B. Hutto. He has a nephew that sort of carried on his style of the blues. That would be Little Ed. Little Ed and the Blues Imperials have been recording for Alligator Records for years now. We're going to go back to 2008 and their disc Full Tilt. Here's Little Ed with a number called Don't Call Me.
Don't sleep, hold me alone. Well, the way that you did me, pretty baby,
declare I'll never, never understand. I gambled on your love, darling, and I got a losing hand.
Chuck Leavell on piano and vocals from his disc Back to the Woods. It came out last year, and it's a tribute to pioneers of blues piano. That particular song you just did, Losing Hand, was written by Charles Calhoun, but recorded by Ray Charles. He also, Leavell, covers material done by Leroy Carr, Memphis Slim, Little Brother Montgomery, Otis Spann, Skip James, and others. Very, very interesting disc. Leavell, a wonderful pianist. He played with the Allman Brothers for some time, also toured with the Rolling Stones. Before we heard Chuck Leavell, we heard Little Ed and the Blues Imperials from the disc Full Tilt. They did a number called Don't Call Me. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to one of those pianists that Chuck Leavell pays tribute to on his latest disc. That would be Leroy Carr, who recorded from the late 30s on up to into 1935 or so. Leroy Carr with his guitar playing sidekick, Scrapper Blackwell. Here they are with one of the most famous tunes that they ever recorded together, and also one of the greatest of blues standards from that era. How long has that evening train been gone?
And she's southern bound. How long has that evening train been gone? She left me standing, throwing up my hands. Said she was going back to other men. How long has that evening been gone? Now here I stand, all blue and sad, thinking how much I loved her. Ain't that too bad? How long has that evening train been gone? If I had known she was gonna leave me that way, my poor broken heart wouldn't have to pay. How long has that evening train been gone? But maybe she will come back to me someday. How long has that evening train been gone?
Take me 7 long months to ride. Going away, babe, take me 7 long months to ride. January, February, March, May, June, July. I was 3 years old when my poor mother died. I was 3 years old when my poor mother died. If it mistreated me, mistreat a motherless child. I jumped last night, all around what was mine. I jumped last night, all around what was mine. Wasn't none at all but my good, good jumping down. Put carbolic in my coffee, turpentine in my tea. Carbolic in my coffee, turpentine in my tea. Strychnine my biscuit, Lord, but she didn't hurt me. Me when I'm married, gonna marry a Indian squaw. Big chief's Lord be my dad-in-law. I said when I'm married, gonna marry a Indian squaw. Sure the big chief can be my dad-in-law.
Big Chief Blues. That was Furry Lewis, born Walter Lewis back in 1893. He ended up, he was a hobo for quite a while, lost a leg in a train accident, and worked for the Memphis Sanitation Department for something like 40 years, starting in 1922. He had recorded for both Victor and Vocalition Records back in 1927 and 1929. And in 1959, the folklore Sam Charters seeked him out, looked him up, and brought him back out on the public scene, and he had a very nice sort of a retirement career playing music. He was on the Johnny Carson show, also on one of the let me see, which movie was that? One of the Burt Reynolds movies. Just a wonderful, wonderful artist, and one of those guys that was fortunate enough to have a resurgence in his career late in his life. Before we heard Furry Lewis here on KRVS, we heard Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell. Carr on vocals and piano, Blackwell on guitar, doing one of their most famous compositions, How Long Has That Evening Train Been Gone? On. And the very urbane duet of Carr and Blackwell spawned other such duets. One was Big Maceo Merriweather with Tampa Red and recordings they did in the early 1940s. We're going to turn next to Big Maceo. He was originally from Georgia, moved to Detroit, and ultimately Chicago. A fine pianist, and of course Tampa Red should need no introduction. From June of 1941, here the two of them are, Big Maceo Merriweather again on vocals and piano, doing his most famous composition and recording, Worried Life Blues.
So bad for us to part, but someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So many nights since you've been gone, I've been worried and grieving my life alone. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So many days since you went away, I had to worry both night and day. But someday, baby,
no, boy, I ain't gonna worry my life no more. Yeah, yeah.
I love you, nobody knows. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So that's my story. This is all I got to say to you. Goodbye, baby. And I don't care what you do, but someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Sue Foley. Thank you. Sue Foley on guitar and vocals from her disc Change. That one came out in 2004. Sue Foley doing a rendition of Careless Love. Interesting tune. It allegedly comes from a European tradition and was recorded quite a bit in the early days of blues recording. W.C. Handy did a version of it. Bessie Smith did a version of it. Lonnie Johnson did a version of it. Later, Blind Boy Fuller, Lead Belly, and others. Interesting tune. Before we heard Sue Foley, we heard Big Maceo Merriweather with Tampa Red on guitar from June of 1941. And they did Big Maceo's classic Worried Life Blues. Next here on KRVS, a little change of pace, a track from Robert Cray's latest disc, Nothing But Love. Here's Robert Cray with Blues Get Off My Shoulder.
There's a cold, cold feeling from my heart. It's trying to get colder. And there's heavy heart grooves. I've been touched by the blues. Blues. On my shoulder. Got my heart not speaking to my head. Even getting colder. And this heavy heart proves I've been touched by the blues. Blues. You see, you're so mean to me. I can't help you. Please let me be. Oh, won't you hear my plea? Now this cold, cold feeling is driving me mad.
mommy, she got to work and bring in the dough. I've been mistreated. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Five long years with my woman, she had the nerve to put me out.
Bobby Radcliffe from his disc Dresses Too Short, a number called Next Woman I Marry. And he was preceded here on KRVS by Robert Cray, the Robert Cray Band, from their disc Nothing But Love. That disc came out last year, and we heard Cray do a number called Blues Get Off My Shoulder. We just heard Bobby Radcliffe. When he was a teenager, he left Maryland and headed to Chicago looking for his guitar hero, which was Magic Sam. He found Magic Sam in Cook County Hospital. Sam had a heart condition. He was to die in 1969 at the age of 32. But he was so impressed that this kid would travel all this distance just to see him that when he got out of the hospital, he took Bobby Radcliffe to various clubs and that sort of thing and gave him a good introduction to Chicago blues. We're going to turn now to Magic Sam. Sam on guitar and vocals with Shaky Jake on blues harp. They're going to do a number called That Ain't It, recorded back in 1967. Once again, Magic Sam on guitar with Shaky Jake on blues harp. Magic Sam had those skittering licks that he'd have in a lot of his solos and short breaks and that sort of thing. And it's very different. He was one of the founders of the style of West Side Chicago blues, playing, he and Buddy Guy, Ike Turner, and a few others. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today, and I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. There is good music coming your way at 1 o'clock on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. The Blues Blues Box is produced here in the studios at KRVS on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And this program is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. It's also made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you. We rely on our listeners to help us keep things going here. Thanks for the support. Those of you who do support us, those of you who don't, consider joining us. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org. There we stream live audio from these programs, and you can check out podcasts, playlists, that sort of thing. A lot of good information there. We also broadcast on air at KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. Corey Harris is here to take us on up to the top of the hour and American Roots.
Wipe my face with this clean rag.
Have a great weekend. And thanks for tuning in.
Come on, Tuba.